You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, I am freshly charged with all of the female fuckery that is constantly going on around me and throughout society. As many of you have pointed out, if we could find a way to harness that and convert it into an energy source, we would solve all the world's fuel and energy problems in seconds. Because female fuckery is infinite. And since it's actually encouraged by society, yeah. But I want to share with you an article that was published on the 30th of March. Woman calls out husband over his secret boys' trip plans. A woman is fed up with her husband lying to her so he can hang out with his friends. I'm actually in agreement with the woman on this one. Now hold your horses, gents. You guys know I'm going to go into detail as to why I actually agree with this woman. Because you know there's always a method to my madness. She consulted Reddit's Am I the Asshole forum for advice. Gentlemen, you know my opinion of Reddit articles. 50-50. 50% it could be real. 50% it could be fake. However, there is always a message to be conveyed. After staying out all night at a party, her husband promised not to go to a bachelor party. But she found he had secretly bought plane tickets for the event, so she retaliated. Quote unquote, I've been with my husband for 8 years, married 3 of those, she wrote. Since day one, his friends have been nasty about me, which has made me feel uncomfortable being around them. So naturally, the inquiring mind would want to know why her husband's friends feel some sort of way about her. And did she ever sit down and actually try to talk to these friends and see where they're coming from? Odds are she didn't. I also don't get invited to go out with his friends either. Whenever my husband goes out anywhere with his friends, he ends up ghosting me. He never tells me where he is going, who he's with, and lies to me every time about whether or not he has taken drugs while out. Oh, she's really trying to go for the sympathy card with this one. He might be taking drugs. I don't know who he's going out with. He might be cheating. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty over-the-top accusations, right? Does her husband have any history of drug use? Convenient details that are left out. Why? Because she has to be made the victim. Back in November, he went to a house party again. I wasn't invited, and I offered to drop him off and pick him up. He said he would call me when he wanted to come home, but he never did. I couldn't contact him all night until he turned up at home the next morning. I got so pissed, and I told him that I have no trust in him when he is around his friends. So I don't want him going to this stag holiday. I need him to rebuild my trust. He agreed that he wouldn't go. That right there was a huge mistake on his part. And once again, I'll explain when I'm done with this article. The wife became fed up with him after he broke another promise to her. There have been various issues over the past 18 months with him lying to me, she said. My nan passed away days before Christmas, so we canceled our New Year's Eve date night. Instead of rebooking it, he decided to go out with his friends and leave me at home. I begged him to take me away for a night in January so I could take a break from grieving for my nan. Oh, she's really going for the sympathy points on this one. Oh, my grandmother passed away. Oh, boo fucking who? He said he couldn't afford it. Then days later, he spent 140 pounds on plane tickets behind my back for the stag holiday he said he wasn't going on. I'm pissed off that he agreed he wouldn't go on this stag weekend and then bought tickets behind my back because he was going to go no matter what. We had an argument. I went on to his emails and canceled the flight. Now that was very childish. Redditors thought the couple's relationship was toxic. Ah, the favorite new buzzword. Quote unquote, why are you still with him? Someone asked. This is a lot of toxic behavior. None of this is healthy, and none of this is a marriage. Another commented. Quote unquote, it really sounds like he doesn't want to be with you. Another person wrote. Okay. Now, why do I actually agree with the woman on this? It's quite simple. Gentlemen, stop fucking lying to women. Period. Stop trying to spare their feelings. Stop trying to quote unquote keep peace in the house. See, this is why a lot of married men end up in the situations that we end up with. Because we try to, quote unquote, happy wife, happy life. I so despise that statement. And any married man I hear utter that statement, I immediately put as much distance as I can between him and me. I've never said that, and I never will say that. Fuck that nonsense. But yeah, gentlemen, stop lying to women you're in relationships with. If she can't accept the truth, guess what? There's that damn door. Get out. End the relationship. See, this is another part of the gaslighting that men in relationships have to get put through. Oh, I got to keep the house. You know, I got to keep everything on the up and up between us. You know, I got to accept things that I should not accept. To hell with that nonsense, gentlemen. No, 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 no. Stop changing yourself to accommodate the woman's feelings. Stop it. If you cannot be your true self with her, guess what? Get rid of her ass. Period. Point blank. But see, here's what society has been masterful in crafting. See, they use married people examples to put the mentality into single people, particularly when it comes to men. Oh, married men are on such a more moral high ground because they look so good in public However, behind closed doors, everything is a dumpster fire on top of a train wreck that's on fire, that is falling off a cliff. But yet, as long as they look good for the public, oh yeah, you should follow married people's examples. Hell no. Nope, nope, nope. But she never actually went into details on why her friends or her husband's friends, excuse me, didn't like her. She never went into detail as to why her husband wants to get the fuck away from her. But as it's always standard operating procedure, the woman puts her side out, everybody believes her. Yeah, no. What about his side of the story? I guarantee you, there's a whole lot of things that are not being said, that if you get this man alone, he's gonna let it all out. Well, sir, why do you need to constantly be away from your woman? Because she's a nagging bitch. She gets on my last fucking nerve. The one thing I want to do is get as far away from her as I possibly can. Gentlemen, let me reiterate this. Stop lying to women. Say what needs to be said. And if she doesn't like it, guess what? End it. Period. Point blank. For you married men out there, stop lying to spare your wife's feelings. I made a video a long time ago called "It Doesn't Matter." You can do everything right. You can be a nice little meat suit automaton, and guess what? She's still gonna find fault. And when she's ready to leave you, aka divorce, there's nothing you can do about it. So stop it. Stop lying. Stop sparing their feelings. And guess what? Hey, it is what it is. You don't like the true version of me? Guess what? Get the fuck out. Or better yet, I will leave. Gentlemen, there's no punishment that you can enact on a woman besides just getting your go bag and walking out that damn door. If it's to that point, leave. Period. Point blank. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, more men are going to start being brutally honest with you. And yeah, prepare for a lot of hurt feelings. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.